The UK Report.
Let's go to Adam in London with the latest on the terror, or the tube terror attacks and the arrests. Adam.
Good morning, Alan.
Good morning to you.
Yes, we know that since Friday and this homemade improvised device, two people have been arrested. We know one of them is aged 18, the other 21, two separate parts of the UK. One may have been trying to head to mainland Europe, both being held by police, and indeed two addresses, in fact it might even be three addresses now, have been searched as well. The emergency measure that was taken, armed soldiers being deployed in some parts, and the UK terror threat level both being raised to a critical level, they've now sort of downscaled, as it were. But I have to say, Alan, I was in Nice last week in the south of France, and bearing in mind it's 14 months after their truck terror attack, and there were repeatedly groups of soldiers walking around with machine guns on patrol, which is, of course, not something you'd have seen in France before the late.
No.
But I have to say, it didn't make us feel more easy. What was much more reassuring was normal people doing normal things.
Yes.
Armed police and armed soldiers aren't always the answer, are they?
No, not at all. Gee whiz. It's a new world, isn't it? Just a quick one on Boris Johnson.
Yeah, we wonder, is this a declaration of ministerial war? But he's always controversial, is Bojo, Boris Johnson, the Foreign Secretary. But he's written a 4,000-word newspaper article essentially challenging Theresa May's stance on Brexit, opposing the European single market even for a little bit, and restating his claim that leaving the European Union will save the UK a huge amount of money, £350 million a week, which has certainly been challenged. On the face of it, it's just a bold statement. On the other hand, why now?
Yep.
The Conservative Party conference 2 weeks away.
Interesting times. Good on you. Welcome back, Adam. Adam Gilchrist in London.